Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word. Now that's important for our faith because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So the more we can be in God's Word, the stronger our faith stays and even grows stronger, but it also helps keep us focused on our relationship with God. Boy, you know people in your life, don't you, who need to start focusing on their relationship with God? Help them by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, other technological means. Make that commitment. Start sharing today and help somebody come to God and maybe get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. We're going to get back into our line of thought and study. We're talking about Jesus Christ, the source of real peace. Now, we've emphasized that peace seems to be one of mankind's most sought after and yet most elusive of all goals in living this life upon this earth. And why? Because we look in all the wrong places. We try to establish peace or seek peace through material means, through peace treaties among nations, through relationships, through building up big bank accounts, through buying more material possessions that are bigger and fancier and more expensive, through relationships that often don't work out to be the kind of relationships that bring us peace at all, but end up bringing us into turmoil. Some people seek peace through alcohol and drugs, and ultimately all of these avenues, and you can name probably a whole bunch more, well, some of them may bring us some sense of peace for a short period of time, but they're all incomplete. They're all fleeting sources of real peace. The only avenue to find real, abiding, fulfilling, ultimate peace is in a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. The bidding of peace is offered in 17 of the 20 New Testament letters, and also in the Revelation, the last book within the New Testament. And it is always associated, this peace is always associated with Jesus Christ. With Jesus Christ. Now, Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, as we've looked at a number of times so far in this particular study. Therefore, this is the Apostle Paul writing this, therefore, having been justified by faith, and faith is fundamental, it is foundational for everything that should come afterward as a result of that faith. And that's becoming to the point where we say, hey, I got to come to God through Jesus. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. I've got to be baptized for the remission of my sins. Acts 2 and verse 38, Acts 22 and verse 16. And that all begins with faith. And then as we keep studying God's Word, Romans 10 and verse 17, that faith develops and grows and stays stronger and stronger. So Paul says, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what did Jesus tell the apostles to go out and preach after he had been crucified on the cross, buried in that tomb, and then arose from that grave? And then he showed himself risen to hundreds and hundreds of individuals for a period of 40 days before he was ready to ascend back to heaven. The apostles were with him, and he told them to go into all the world now. He gave them marching orders. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to all creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. And anyone who does not believe in Jesus, they're not going to have that peace. That is the ultimate peace that God offers through Jesus. They're not going to find that kind of peace. They're going to find peace to be elusive because it's not going to be the peace that Jesus brought to this earth. So he told the apostles, preach the gospel everywhere, to all creation, to everybody, everywhere, through every generation. And he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Now you talk about peace, knowing that we have been saved. that we have been given salvation. You talk about ultimate peace, that goes with that reality. Now, what is that gospel message? Ultimately, Acts chapter 10, verse 36, Peter was preaching, teaching in the household of Cornelius. He said, the word of God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Peace. What we're looking for, what we're searching for, what we're beating our heads against a wall to try to find, and always slipping through our fingers, is the peace that comes only through Jesus Christ. Do you realize that if everybody was a faithful, dedicated Christian, there would be no need for peace treaties between nations? Do you realize how that would eliminate so much despair, forlorn, depression, anxiety? Because it is a peace that this world does not offer. It's a peace that only comes to us from God through Jesus Christ. Remember, we had read in John chapter 14 and verse 27, on the night of his betrayal, Jesus was reassuring the apostles. He knew he would be on the cross the next day, and yet he says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I'm leaving you with peace. He knew he would die physically on that cross, but he knew that would not be the end of it. He knew he would be risen on the third day. And that would demonstrate so powerfully that he is whom he came proclaiming himself to be, God the Son, the Savior of mankind. In the 16th chapter of John, verse 33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you may have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You may have peace in me, through me. Why do so many people push Jesus away out of their lives? And they keep butting their heads against a wall because they keep making the same bad decisions. They keep experiencing the same kind of turmoil in their life, when all they would need to do is come to Jesus to find that deep and abiding and fulfilling peace. Is that where you're at right now? Are you struggling? Are you in a dark place in your life? Are you in despair? Do you not know which way to turn? I hope this series of studies is helping you. You need to come to God through Jesus. And then, as we read in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, when you do that, then God will grant you that peace that is beyond understanding to those who have not experienced it, because it's only in Christ Jesus. Only in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10 and verse 15. How shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Now, what was Peter preaching in the household of Cornelius? The gospel of peace. What is Paul talking about here as to a central feature of that gospel message that Jesus brought to this world from the throne room in heaven, the message of salvation, the gospel of Christ? Remember what Paul wrote in Romans 1 and verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. What is that gospel message? What is the central theme of it? Both Peter and here the Apostle Paul refers to it as the gospel of peace, the gospel of peace. Is that what you need in your life? Do you need the message of the gospel of peace to see you through whatever you're going through right now, to give you real hope, reassurance, and ultimate victory? Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. And here we read, having shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And here, Paul, and significantly, here Paul is laying out the pieces of the spiritual armor that God offers us as Christians. And here he says, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. See, over and over again, we've read of that gospel message that Jesus brought to mankind, the message of forgiveness and salvation through him as our Lord and Savior, that as we obey that gospel, as we are baptized into Christ, our sins are forgiven. We're saved. We're reborn spiritually. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, we're made new. And with that reality, all of those realities, comes that peace that the gospel offers us. Because we'll be in Christ. Romans 6 and verse 3, Galatians 3 and verse 27. We'll be in Christ. The gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. Jesus brought the blessing of true peace through the blood that he shed on the cross for our redemption and for our forgiveness from the condemnation of our sin. Ephesians 2 and verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who hath made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Do you know that people who have a hard time getting along with each other, if they become true Christians, that barrier between them becomes broken down because they have a new outlook on life, because they have a new frame of mind. They're Christians. They're brothers and sisters in Christ. And so Paul says, for he himself, that is Christ, is our peace. We're not relying upon peace treaty between nations. We're not relying upon something, some system that we've tried to develop in our minds that will finally give us peace. No, we're talking about what God has done for us and given us through Jesus Christ. He is the source of true peace that surpasses all understanding for those who have not experienced it because they're outside of Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for sending Jesus to bring us this peace. Help us to come to you through him so we can always, always be strong and assured in that peace. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.